Good morning, First Baptist V-Line. It's good to gather on this beautiful Lord's Day. He has blessed us with a glorious overcast day to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's good to gather again for our drive-in worship service this morning. Thank you for those that have gathered here this day. Thank you for those that are gathering with us via Facebook Live this morning, for those that are gathering with their families at home or wherever you may be gathering this morning. For worship, it is good to gather and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For those that are listening today via our website or our CD ministry, we hope that you will be blessed by our time of worship this morning. As we gather here today, I do just want to point out a couple of things of ministry reminders. Just a reminder today that immediately following worship service this morning, right after this worship service, we will have a very brief special call roundtable meeting. This was originally scheduled for last Sunday, but the weather got us, so we weren't able to have our drive-in worship service. That roundtable meeting will be just to vote on our deacon nominating ministry team. That'll take place immediately following the worship service this morning, so please stay for that roundtable meeting this morning. I also do want to remind you, our church is grieving the loss of one of our dear church members. Codell Manning passed away this past week, and we want to continue to lift up the Manning family in our prayers. Today, just to remind you about the funeral arrangements for Codell. This morning and leading and through this morning up to 12:30 today, there is a final viewing for Codell at Lyle's Funeral Home. That'll be for 12:30 this afternoon. And then this afternoon, there is a graveside service taking place at 2 p.m. at Alamance Memorial Park. So if you would like to come out and be a part of that memorial service, that graveside service today, again, that'll be this afternoon at 2 p.m. at Alamance Memorial Park. We have a choir robe today hanging here in honor of Codell. Codell was a special part of our church family. And again, I ask that you do lift up Nikki and the Manning family in your prayers. She was a dear sister, an important part of our congregation, so we grieve that loss today. But we also recognize that Codell would want us to worship and celebrate, because that is what Codell did. She worshiped and celebrate the Lord every day of her life, and that is why we gather here today. As we do, also, we want to point out a couple other reminders of things coming up. I do want to remind our ministry teams and anybody that would like to have things placed in the newsletter for September. Newsletter articles are due today to Janice, so make sure you get those articles to her, preferably today. She'll be working on that this week. I want to remind you about our Wednesday Bible study, that our new study started this past week. We had a great start in this five-week study called God and the Pandemic, using N.T. Wright's book. This week we'll be looking at chapter 2 in that book. We'll also be looking at Psalm 44 and Psalm 88 and looking at the book of Job as a part of that study. We had a great start to that study this week. That study is at 6:30 on Facebook Live. You also can go to our church website where you can look at the session study guide. I encourage you to be a part of that. This pandemic is something that touches each of our lives. And that study is really looking at the emotions that the pandemic brings up in each one of us. And it gives a great way of looking at those emotions and how we deal with those emotions biblically, scripturally, how we deal with those. So that is on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. I also want to remind you, on Thursday mornings, the prayer pack gathers at 9 a.m. We've gathered the last couple of weeks in the fellowship hall to lift up prayer for our community, those members in our church family. And I encourage you to come join us at 9 a.m. on Thursday mornings for a time of prayer. And then I just want to remind you about next Sunday. Next Sunday we will, assuming the weather cooperates with us, we'll be gathered back in the parking lot here for our drive-in worship next Sunday morning at 9:30. So we look forward to another day that the Lord will bless us with, another opportunity to worship and celebrate the Lord through worship next Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. It is a beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. It is a day to worship and to celebrate. So I hope you had an opportunity to look at the bulletin this morning on the website. I hope you, if you have not, you can go to the website right now and look at that order of worship. www.fbc-elon.org. Pulled that order of worship up this morning. I encourage you to stand up and join us in singing as we sing praises to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Stand up, let us sing praise to our Lord and Savior this morning.
Well, good morning. So glad to be here and be out here. I am so thankful for the clouds. How about y'all? Are you thankful for the clouds? I am, and the sun not shining. Let's stand and let's worship together. We're going to sing this morning, Living Hope. You know this song, and we're fighting pages flying, so bear with us.
Between us, how high a mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul.
Our opening scripture passage this morning comes from Psalm 138. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple, and I will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. May all the kings of the earth praise you, O Lord. When they hear the words of your mouth, may they sing of the ways of the Lord. For the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is on high, he looks upon the lowly. But the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hands against the anger of my foes. With your right hand you save me. The Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. As we praise our Lord this morning and we proclaim his exalted work this day and this place, let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Faithful God, we come into your presence with thanksgiving this day. Deeply grateful for the unfailing love and faithfulness you show us. You have shown this every single day, not just this Sunday, but every single day. When we call out to you, you answer. When we are exhausted, you give us the strength we need to go on. When we find ourselves in times of trouble, Father, you are there standing beside us. And so we come before you today with gratitude and praise, offering you the worship our hearts and our lives give. Father, open our eyes to see and know you are here among us this day. Open our ears to recognize your voice in our worship service this morning. And then send us out from here, going into a world that needs to hear you. Father, use us as your work in the world this day, as your faithful disciples. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray this day. Amen.
Our next hymn we're going to sing is one of my favorites, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Let's stand and worship together.
Thank you.
may be seated.
This morning, our ministry highlight is next Sunday. We will be having our monthly, well, it's actually supposed to be our quarterly roundtable meeting, but this will actually be the first roundtable meeting we've had in probably 4 or 5 months. And so I want to encourage you all to come out for this roundtable meeting. This roundtable meeting will take place actually in our fellowship hall. And the plan is we are going to socially distance ourselves inside. And we will set apart our chairs 8 to 10 feet apart. So we are going to use the entire fellowship hall for this roundtable meeting. We are asking everyone to wear a mask as well. And we are going to talk about some things that we need to talk about, vote on some things that we need to vote on, and hold this meeting that we really need to be having. So. Some of the items on the agenda next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock are things that we need to vote on, a ministry team list for the month, for the year for 2020 to 2021. We also have actually a couple slots that still need to be filled for our ministry team list. So if you are interested in serving on the formations team, please see me today. You do need one or two members on the formations team to fill out that team. We could use another spot on the missions team. If you're interested in serving on the missions team, please see me today as well. There are a couple other slots that maybe, if you're interested in, see me today that will fill out the ministry team list for this year. So, again, we'll be voting on the ministry team list next week at this roundtable meeting at 4 o'clock. We'll also be voting on the new deacons for the 2020-2021 calendar year. We'll also have a stewardship report coming. So the stewardship team will be presenting how things are going for the upcoming year. We haven't had a full stewardship report in quite a while. Also, we'll actually have a report coming from Building and Grounds to discuss the parking lot. And you'll want to be there for that proposal from the Building and Grounds. And there'll be also some other updates coming as well. But I encourage you to come out next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And again, we're going to take every measure that we can to safely gather in the fellowship hall for this meeting at 4 p.m. next Sunday afternoon for this roundtable meeting. If there are any other items on the agenda that need to be brought, please see myself or Amy Harrison this morning so we can get that on the agenda. Ministry teams, if you have something that you need to be formally brought to that roundtable meeting, please see us today so we can properly put that on the agenda. We will be emailing out that agenda this week to the church body so you know in advance of what will be coming to the that roundtable meeting. So. Thank you, and please, again, come next Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. for this roundtable meeting.
Our offertory hymn this morning is one you grew up singing, Jesus Loves Me. Let's stand and let's worship together. Thank you.
song. It brings me back to singing as a child in children's choir at Connect Memorial Baptist Church. We always used to end our children's time singing that song. It's the last song, and it always brings great memories to being formed as a child early on as a disciple for Christ. We reflect on those times of how we were formed by God and the importance of every aspect of our faith life. Let's get into the Lord in prayer this morning as we're reminded that this is a time of offering. Let's pray. Merciful Lord, you have provided each of us with many similar yet unique gifts. And I thank you, Lord, for the numerous talents and abilities of the people that are gathered here today within this congregation that are sitting here in front of me and those that are gathered at home this morning. You know, we are a blessed people. We are a blessed congregation. Now, Father, as we are united as the body of Christ here today, we return a portion of those gifts, those monetary gifts that you have blessed us with. And Father, giving us such a joy-filled experience, a joy-filled act. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to support the transformation of people's lives through the spiritual act of giving. Use this offering today to change the world, starting in this community and spreading throughout the world. We give with a joy-filled heart this day. Amen.
The song that we're going to sing for you this morning is entitled, In Times Like These. And how appropriate that title with everything that's going on with the COVID-19 and the way the schools are right now. And we need Jesus in times like these. He is our hope. He is our angel. Thank you.
thank you, Sally and Mary and Bert and Gary, for that musical special today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Father, we come to you today recognizing that, as our scripture passage will remind us in just a few moments, that we are merely clay jars. But within us is a treasure. The extraordinary resurrection power of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, we are afflicted, we are confused, but we're not crushed. You know, we do not give in to despair because we have that treasure within us. Yes, we sometimes feel persecuted. Yes, sometimes we feel knocked down. But within us is that treasure. The extraordinary resurrection power of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, we're not abandoned. We're not destroyed. Yes, death is constantly around us. Death is constantly working inside of us. We are chipped and we are cracked and frail and mortal, and yes, we feel that sometimes, Father, but it is nothing, nothing compared to the extraordinary resurrection power of Jesus Christ, our Lord. His extraordinary and endless life is at work in us every single day. We are his treasure. And Father, because of that, this day we can proclaim, Alleluia, glory to God, our Savior and our Lord is at work in us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Good morning. As you can see, the wind is creating some havoc up here this morning. But I will take wind any day over 95 degrees, heat, sunshine, and blanketed humidity. So thank you, Lord, for that breeze. And thank you for joining us for worship this morning. It is good to be back outside for our drive-in worship this day. The Lord has blessed us with a beautiful Sunday morning, and thank you for joining us via Facebook Live this morning. To our families that are joining us with your families, wherever you might be gathered, in your living rooms, your bedrooms, your porches, wherever you may be gathered this day, if you're listening by our website or our CD ministry this morning, we hope you've been blessed by our music and our worship this day. We hope the wind hasn't been causing havoc with the sound. I know sometimes that can be the case. And so we're glad to be together for worship on this Lord's Day that he has blessed us with. And I think with the way that our church has been touched this week with the death of first Doris Maney and then Codell Maney this week, I think this sermon is really fitting. Also, as Gay mentioned, with the pandemic still going on in our, not just our community, our state, our world, sometimes we need to hear about hope. And that's where our sermon, that's what the Lord is laid on my heart this morning, and that's what we're going to preach about today, is hope and where that source of hope is. And as I begin this morning, came across a story. And if you've heard this story before, it's well worth hearing again.
before I get to that story, if you had to ship an extremely valuable package, extremely valuable, I mean really valuable, how would you go about doing that? I mean, like, if you had to ship it overseas to somebody in, say, Europe or China or somewhere else, overseas, not to a different state, but I mean overseas, how would you go about doing that? Would you just simply drop it in a box, slap a couple stamps on it, send it overseas? Raise your hand if you do that. I'm seeing heads, you know, dancing over. Nope, that's not what I would do. Would you wrap it in some bubble wrap a couple times or a couple hundred times? Throw it in that same box? Throw a couple stamps on it? Then ship it overseas? Is that how you would do it? Nope, I'm still getting nope. Would you go a little up over? Would you go to the post office? Would you go to FedEx? Would you go to UPS? Would you spare any dollar to ship it overseas? No? Something really valuable? Got a story for you. There was a man by the name of Sir Oliver Franks. If you carry that name, Sir Oliver Franks, you know, that's that carries some esteem. Well, this gentleman, Sir Oliver Franks, held many jobs in his past. He was a professor at Oxford. He was president of multiple colleges. He was a chairman of a bank. Just to name a few, he held many other jobs. He had the resume of all resumes. But back following World War II, Mr. Franks served as the ambassador he was the British ambassador to the United States. And so this was during the rise of the Cold War back during that time period. So Mr. Franks, as ambassador, daily, he would have to be in touch with the President of the United States on one side of the ocean, and also the Prime Minister, obviously, in England. Basically, he was the confidant of two of the leading powers in the world. So oftentimes, he had to receive lots of information, and oftentimes very top secret information, and he had to relay it from the president to the prime minister. And he had to get it back and forth between the two. Only he was the in-between. He was the go-between. You know, sometimes this information was too risky to make a phone call. Back then, oftentimes, he feared the phone lines would be bugged. And back then, there was what was called a diplomatic bag that went back and forth between the United States and Britain. This was carried daily. It would take some time between each other. But oftentimes, this bag would carry confidential documents between the United States and England. However, when something was so top secret, so confidential, Mr. Franks would decide, you know, I don't trust about putting that information in that bag. Too many hands was going to touch that bag. I don't trust it. So he had to figure out something else. What else can I do to get this top secret information from the President of the United States on one side of the ocean to the British Prime Minister on the other side of the ocean? What did he do? He did this. A simple envelope with a simple stamp. Anybody ever used one of these before? Raise your hand. An envelope and a stamp. Some of the most top secret information that ever went from the United States to Britain following World War II during the Cold War simply got delivered in an envelope with a simple stamp.
Don't forget that. In our focus passage this morning, Paul is telling the church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians that let's not confuse the contents of the envelope with the ordinary envelope itself. In a sense, the hope that we need to be focusing on is what's important, not what's being carried, not the delivery element. It's not about what's carrying the information, it's about what the information is inside. You see, Mr. Franks recognized that what's inside was what it was important. It's not the delivery of it that made the difference. If anybody looked at that envelope, they would just pass over it. It wouldn't matter. But it was what was inside that made all the difference in the world. So if you've got your Bibles with you this morning, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 7 through 12. You see, the hope that is being revealed in us is where the focus should be, not on the outside element, not the carrier. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 12. As you turn there this morning, this sermon is actually going to be the first of a two-week sermon series. Next week I'll wrap up the sermon series and go a little bit deeper. Next week we'll be looking at verses 13 through 18, but this morning we're only going to look at verses 7 through 12. In this second letter to Corinth, Paul is addressing some concerns the church had been raising about, specifically about his authority. You see, while he had been teaching in Corinth for some time, Paul had left. And after Paul had left, some ministers, some traveling ministers had come in, and they had basically questioned Paul's teachings and his credibility. And so basically Paul was writing this second letter to Corinth saying, you know what, I'm going to address these issues, I'm going to address their concerns about me, but I'm going to refocus your attention a little bit. And in refocusing their attention, we're going to put their focus on where it needs to be. Not on me, not on Paul, but on Christ himself. Not on the letter, not on the envelope, sorry, not on the envelope, but on the letter that's inside, on Christ. So reading 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 7 through 12 this morning. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. You see, Paul was immediately addressing the concerns of the church at Corinth. He had to answer their questions, because if he didn't answer their questions, it would be like dodging someone's questions. If someone came to you and said, I have a concern about you, and then you immediately change the subject, they would say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You're dodging the question. And so Paul is addressing the question, but he's addressing it not in a direct way, but an indirect way. And so Paul's addressing the question in an indirect way. He gets back to it. So Paul immediately addresses the concerns of the church at Corinth in an indirect way. You see, the wandering pastors had brought up Paul's health issues
and continuous run-ins with officials. You see, they were attacking Paul's physical weaknesses. Paul had some health issues, and they were basically saying, if Paul's teachings were so true, and if Paul were really teaching what he was supposed to do, then wouldn't God keep him healthy? You know, if he was really teaching what he was supposed to be, then God would keep him healthy and allow him to keep doing what he's doing. His health wouldn't be deteriorating. Instead of addressing their points directly, Paul instead speaks of the greater focus. Basically, they were attacking the envelope and not the message inside. The ultimate focus, Paul said, is on Christ in us, not me carrying Christ inside me. You see, the Spirit is working in us. It's not about the carrier, it's about the message inside. Paul shares with the Corinthians that each of us is temporary earthen vessels, jars of clay. We've all heard that before, jars of clay. Each of us is a jar of clay, an earthen vessel. God could have chosen anything else to store the ultimate gift of His Spirit in. Anything else. But He chose us. He chose you. He chose you. He chose me. With these other traveling pastors, they were focusing on the earthen vessel. They were focusing on the jar of clay. They were focusing on Paul, not the message inside of Paul. While these other traveling pastors were focusing on the earthen vessel, Paul says, stop focusing on the outside. Focus on the inside. Paul was saying, focus on the in, not the out. He was challenging the Christians to do the same thing. Don't get caught up on the envelope. Get caught up in the message inside. That is the true source of hope. That is the true source of hope. Hope is not found because of anything we did. It's not because of what we do. It is because of what He did. And then He was gracious enough to choose us. How many times do we feel like a broken vessel? A lot. A lot. But with the same breath, how many times do we try to fix that broken vessel? We try on our own part to try to fix it. But we shouldn't be putting our hope in us, because that's not where the hope is. Our hope is inside of us, because that's where Christ is. But if we put our hope in our own means to fix the broken vessel, it'll never happen. Because our hope is in Christ. We are here not to proclaim Christ. Our job is to proclaim, it's not to proclaim ourselves. Our job is to proclaim Christ. The suffering, rejection, and struggles that we all face are opportunities for hope to shine through Christ's presence in us. Think about the struggles that we face. Sickness, hurt, stress, illness, overwhelming emotions, broken relationships. All these things to us are cracks in that jar of clay. But you know what Christ sees? A carrier of that hope. We see brokenness. He sees us as a carrier. When that source of hope is in us already, because He is already there, He sees it as opportunity. Our focus is on what is in us,
not on us. We are all part of this great mystery of Christ's hope living inside of us, just as Paul was. And Paul is telling the Corinthians, you know what? Don't get caught up on the outside. Focus on the inside, no matter what the circumstance was. But Paul reminded the Corinthians that while our bodies are subject to the weaknesses of the flesh, even to death, the work of the living of Christ is always working among us and through us. It is that hope that keeps the Christians moving forward no matter the circumstance. Because that hope found in us is greater than any possible weakness found in our bodies. Any weakness. Pandemic. Death. Depression. Addiction, overwhelming isolation, struggle, no matter what you name, God's presence inside of us, the hope that lives inside of us is so powerful and so much overwhelming that it can heal any possible crack that is there. Those traveling, wondering pastors in Paul's day were trying to say, focus on the outside. And Paul was telling the Corinthians, don't focus there. If you focus there, you're going to get caught up on the outside. It was that hope that would keep the Corinthians church unified and ministering when the persecution came. Because it was going to come. It was that hope that kept Paul serving despite his physical ailments. It was that hope that kept Paul serving when he was thrown in prison. It was that hope that Paul was trying to remind us, early church, despite their focus on the weakness, despite their focus on the cracks of the earthen vessel. Each of us have flaws as well. Each of us have flaws. We get caught up on ourselves. But Paul was saying, don't get caught up on yourself. Look inside. Each one of us have our cracks and pull our attention away from what we should be looking at. But we are jars of clay with a treasured gift inside. There is no crack that cannot be sustained by the hope of Christ inside of us. There is not imperfection that cannot be sustained by the conquering of death by Jesus Christ. That is the hope that we can hold on to today. That is the hope that we must hold on to today. No matter the circumstance, that is the hope that we can carry. That is the hope that we hold on to and that we don't let go of, no matter what we're facing, no matter what the world is facing. That's the hope we hold on to. That is where we must dig deep inside and realize the source is right there with us. It has been there all along. Our perishable bodies are subject to sin and suffering, but God's hope is already there. It is in us. He is just waiting to demonstrate His presence, His power, and His love through us. As you gather here this morning, I don't know what you may be going through. We all are facing different things in our lives. You may feel like you have no hope right now. You look at the world around you and you may be overwhelmed. You may look at the world and you think, I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. You feel like an earthen vessel, a jar of clay that is broken, cracked, chipped, discarded. I don't know the circumstances this morning. I don't know individually, but you do. But what I do know is this. You have been chosen by God. You have been chosen.
God has chosen each one of you. Hand-picked. And to be hand-picked by God means you are special. You have been hand-selected. And being hand-selected means that you right now are a source of hope. Because that source of hope is Jesus Christ, and He is inside of you. And so if you don't see a source of hope outside, you know why? It's because He's right there. He's inside of you. That source of hope will mend the cracks that is and will that's there, and it will hold you together. He is that source of hope for you today. He is that source of hope for you tomorrow and the next day. His name is Jesus. He is working in you today, already. He's been holding you together even when you didn't even realize He was holding you together. And if you haven't met Him by name today, I want you to come down this morning, and I want to introduce you to Him. If you're watching by Facebook Live this morning, I want you to get on your knees and pray. And then I want you to message me this morning by our website. My contact information is on the church website this morning. And message me. If you are looking for a church home that seeks to honor God and are looking for a place where you can continue to serve in a way that is that seeks to honor Him and that lives by that step of faith and hope, this is the church home for you. The same thing, if you're watching us by Facebook Live this morning, this is that church home for you. If you have felt like there's no hope out there, come down front. I will pray with you this morning. You know, sometimes we need that embrace of Christ. And that reminder that hope is just there. He's there. It's inside of us. Because it's there. He's there. He's been there all along, and He continues to be there in us. And next week we're going to talk about how that hope inside of us starts revealing Himself through our actions and through our works. And how as that vessel that carries that hope inside of us, He starts revealing ourselves, and how others start seeing that hope in us and through us. So I want you to come back next week and hear about how we become not just a vessel, but also an acting part of that vessel in the world. But this morning, today, recognize that hope is there. And that hope is present in the world today in us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us pray. Father, we give You thanks that You chose us as precious earthen vessels, jars of clay, to carry the most precious gift in the world, Jesus Christ our Lord within us. That hope is in us no matter what we may be facing. And Father, I give You thanks today that no matter what we may be going through, no matter what cracks that may be forming, or no matter what we may be struggling with, that inside of us You are there, and that hope lives in us. Father, thank You. Thank You for choosing us. Thank You for not abandoning us. And Father, may we recognize that as You are here, as You continue to be in our lives today, that we can always look inside and You are right there. Father, for those that may not feel that hope this morning, may they feel Your presence this morning. May they continue to feel Your hope leading in their lives, mending them, binding them together. May that hope be felt across this world, beginning with us this day. In the Lord's name we pray this morning. I'll be down front as we sing our invitation hymn. Let us
Let us worship. Let us sing together, proclaiming that hope that is here and that continues to be here this day. Let us sing.
A closing hymn this morning is Take the Name of Jesus with You. At this time, we're going to have a special call business meeting, roundtable meeting. If you need to leave, you're welcome to exit the parking lot at this time. We'll give you a minute or two to pull out. Again, this roundtable meeting will take just a minute or two. There's only one item on the agenda. I'm just looking to see if anybody's actually leaving. If nobody's actually leaving, we'll go straight into I'll turn it over to Amy, our moderator.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call this business meeting to order. And we do have one motion that's coming from the deacons because it's coming from the... Okay, sorry. Which part is that? Which part is that? Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We do have one thing that is coming from the deacons. Because it's coming from the deacons, we do not need a second, so I'm going to turn it over to the chair of the deacons, Paula Harrison.
Good morning. The deacons are charged at the end of each church year with forming a team that will to go on a search for people to recommend to your church family to serve as deacons for the next year. The way this team is set up, it's a team of three deacons. This is Chip Ferguson, Kathy Johnson, and myself. And then we have three at-large members of the team. That is Bobby Roach, Mike Carrington, and Linnea Allred. And this team is in the process right now of beginning to search for deacons for next year. We need to get four candidates to present to you at a roundtable meeting next week. So at this time, I would like to say if you should...
Okay, you've heard the motion, and like I said, it does not need a second. If all in favor, please show by raising your hand. And if you're in the car, raise it out the window. Okay, all opposed, same sign. Okay, motion passed. We will be in prayer for this team of this speaker nominating team, so we so they are finding who God wants us to lead in the church. And I'm gonna I'm gonna turn it back over to David after the prayer. The meeting is over, and you can leave.
All right, let's pray as we go. Father, as we leave this place today, may we be reminded that we carry that hope in us, and may we show that hope to others as we impact them in the world today. Go in peace, and let's carry that hope and that love wherever we go. Amen. Go in peace.